How many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity?
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
And Vic's just like, why are you such an ass?
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast.
Second funniest podcast.
What episode are we on? I totally forgot. It's been
248.
3 weeks since we've sat down in front of these mics. I guess even longer than that since you and I have sat down. I mean, I was on a little bit. This is episode 246. My name is Justin Worsham.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. Hello. And with me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter. The Kevin Miller. Oh, wait, no. The Kevin Miller.
So close. You were so close.
I know. I'm out of practice. It's a little. Okay.
Where have you been since you've been out of practice? Where have we been, Justin? Bankroll it for us. Back it up. Take it from D and drop it from the drop beat.
I like it when you make up terms.
Double down from the forward zone.
Like you just can pull bankroll it out of your...
Hey, you're going to bankroll it.
Bankroll means to like support something financially, not roll it back.
That's your definition.
All right, Shakespeare.
Tis a poor man that can only afford to use a term in one way.
True. Here's what I know. I know that a couple weeks ago I had no voice, and so you did a fantastic show with Mr. Mick Wingert.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
And then you did one with your lovely bride, Mrs. Kat Miller. And
she had a fun time.
She was great. Good.
I think that was the most popular show we've ever done.
In retrospect, I wish I wouldn't have jumped in at the end after my son went to sleep because it hurt my voice.
I didn't
think it was needed.
To be honest. I thought it was fun. It was nice to have you there.
It was good times.
I thought we discussed many important things. Oh, the important things we discussed. Should probably go back and listen to those important things.
Yeah. Now, you're saying that was one of our more popular episodes?
I think the one with Mick and I.
Was the most popular?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, now, do you know this because you just a feel that you have?
Or you've gotten
feedback from it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Both. And out of the small pool of people that I've asked me, the most people have said that they've liked that episode more than any other episode.
It was kind of like an Inside the Actor's Studio with Mick Winger, which I thought very enjoyable.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was nice.
It was pretty good.
And it also, in the early part, involved your story, you know, of how
what
you
did
guys
I tell?
Met.
Oh,
you
yeah.
talked about
wait,
how
wait.
You guys became known to each other. And
yeah. It's and, a good thing you didn't stick around for another episode, because I don't think...
Where would you go from there?
Well, I don't know what else to ask. I'm like...
You could have just talked about nerdy things. He's a nerdy guy.
He is pretty nerdy.
That's all we do.
This is pretty nerdy. I'm just low confidence today. I just
really
need,
what happened?
I need my self esteem boosted.
Yeah,
you tell me three pretty things
about you, or just
That'd
things that aren't pretty.
You say three pretty things, and I'll say three pretty things, and we'll see who's are prettier.
Okay. Now I'm saying things that are pretty about you, or just talking about things.
You know, if I don't want to put limits on it.
Okay.
So. You know, let's just see.
I'm going to start with your shirt is very pretty.
Oh,
I'm going to start off
nice.
Right out of the box with that. Other people who are just you streaming this can see
zero
it.
Out of zero viewers.
All right.
Watch me stand up and put that in the webcam's view.
The it's a black shirt with some form of like
Excuse
wave.
Me.
Bless you. Some kind of wavy design around the buttons and the shoulders. I like it. And down the sleeve. I just saw it down the sleeve.
I have another shirt that I got from my Aunt Betsy, who is a costume designer. And whenever I wear it, women could care less. But men think it's the coolest shirt.
Really?
Yeah. Every
was
time
that
wear,
part of her original design?
I don't think she designed it. She'll go out and buy stuff in wardrobe
yeah,
a
yeah.
show. But there's something about it that if I wear it, a man will always say, "Hey, nice shirt," or "Hey, man, you're wearing my shirt."
What kind of shirt is this? Are we talking T-shirt,
like,
button up?
No, it's a button up cowboy shirt. It's got it's got like silver buttons up the front. It's white. And then there's like this brown kind of shouldering detail and then something around the wrists as well. It's kind of an effeminate cowboy masculine version.
Very pretty.
It's pretty. It's a nice shirt. I like wearing it. I feel good in it. I think it fits me well. But I think I've, in all honesty, in the years I've owned it, one woman has said, "Hey, nice shirt."
And that woman is your wife now.
Oops. And the number of men. Fan mail. Do we have any fan mail? Oh, sorry. We're doing more pretty things.
Pretty things.
How many more pretty things you got?
While we were just on the subject, I think that this is a compliment to you, that I think you bagged a pretty, pretty lady.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I mean?
Isn't she a good looking one?
And I don't mean pretty as in to put... Pretty is in almost in front of the pretty. I mean, double up on the pretty. I'm bankrolling the pretty.
Yeah, double all the way.
Yeah.
Gangster ties. Fill it from the bottom. Come on.
Which reminds me, I can't. Oh, man, it's so hard to keep going on a topic.
What's
like
wrong
this.
With this chair, by the way?
Huh?
My
father-in-law sat in it over Thanksgiving. He might have broken
this
it.
I think he did. He broke your legendary sex chair, the chair that birthed Jacob.
I want to make sure, because people know that this is an auditory format. It's not a sex swing that I'm hanging in my dining room. It's an office chair
that says that I've had on the back, and there's a picture of you two fornicating.
But there is... that you drew. Because I don't want people to be thinking that
if
I put eye bolts in this.
Draw, you mean printed out a picture of somebody on the internet.
Yeah.
That's not what happened either.
I'm sorry if you're, we'll get you another office chair, sure.
Okay.
Or you could swap out with this folding chair right here if you don't like it.
The office chair is kind of where I'm at these days.
All right. I was saying double up on the pretty. Let's see. Number three.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Number three. Pretty things. I'm gonna go pretty thing unassociated with Kevin Miller. That's what my attempt is going to be. What have I seen? I'm gonna try and think of the last thing that I saw that I was like, man, that is pretty. That's harder than I would have imagined when I started down this train of thought. You know what was pretty? It was flying in last night. I flew back from Birmingham, Alabama, and flying in over the streets of Los Angeles. It was one of the first times that I've seen all of the LA basin and the valley and everything all lit up that I didn't think we are destroying this planet. For some stupid reason, I was like, wow, look at those beautiful lights.
Look at what
we did.
Yeah.
And how odd is it to be the part that just ends? You ever notice that when you're flying in on a plane and like the lights just end? I want to live in one of those houses where it's like you just look out your front door and see nothing but darkness, like The Village or something, and there's going to be creatures coming in.
Well, yeah, you know, people make such a big deal about owning a home on the beach. And the moment the sun goes down, you have no view.
Yeah.
You just see black and a noise. And then otters begging for mercy from the oil.
It doesn't sound like a broken vacuum cleaner, the beach. It's much more
appealing.
Neither
do that sound effect. That was an official.
Either that or you're pronouncing an Armenian H. I'm not sure. But
which is actually a J in our language, right?
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. Do you want to list your pretty things?
Let's see. Three. My wife.
Yeah. Like,
well, should I say your wife? I'll say your wife.
No, I don't want your pity pretty.
No, she's very pretty.
I know,
she's
but it's different when it's a pity pretty.
No, I was at the grocery store this one time. And have
yeah,
I told,
I
this,
told this story?
I'm
show.
Pretty sure I did. It's been a while. Yeah. I don't remember it, so they don't care. And I went into the grocery store and looked over at the produce section and said, oh, that's a very pretty woman there. She's probably like a mom or something, though, I can tell. And then she turned around and it was Natalie.
Boom.
And I thought...
attracted to my wife.
Yeah, and I had to come up and admit it to her. I told her, hey, just so you know, I totally just checked you out.
That's what makes you and I different, I think, from most people.
Yeah.
Is that most people will just let that slide and be able to forget about it and move on with
their
lives.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
I was at maybe there's a little bit of like learning to just keep that stuff to yourself, but I was at a Halloween party where this guy was dressed up as a woman, and he had little socks and a bra and everything. I was like, hey, nice costume, honk, 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 hilarious. No, it's okay. Oh, it was a real guy.
Okay, it scared me with the way that was going.
We get there, because I said, so what are you supposed to be, Jewel? I thought maybe he was a musician, Cher, because he had long, curly hair or something. And he goes, no, I'm such and such, a friend of ours who also goes to church with us, and she's dressed up as him for Halloween. So it was this big joke. And then I felt bad.
Because you just honked her boob.
So this is where I think most people would have been like, oh, and just said, oh, I feel bad because I just honked your imaginary.
Or not even, most people probably wouldn't even feel bad. They wouldn't even make the connection. You know what
I mean? But if they did, they would have just said, oh, well, sorry.
Yeah. I didn't really honk her boob. It was just a costume.
So then I went up to her and apologized. Said, I just found out that it's his costume.
Now, did the conversation go something like this, where I went up and honked so-and-so's boob, and I found out, and or did you just come out and say, "I'm sorry, I honked your boob"?
It was more.
Like, you honked my boob.
I was trying to be. I didn't feel so guilty that I needed to get it off my chest or anything. I just thought it was a funny anecdote, the sort of thing you would talk about on a podcast radio show.
Oh,
and so I went.
Hold on,
let me
hit record.
Oh crap! And so I went up and told her and said, "Oh, the funny thing just now, I." Learn what that person's costume is.
I like that you transferred into party goer, Kevin. Funny thing.
Here's a topic to talk about. Since we're just standing here holding marshmallows or
you
something.
Sound like a guy who has Asperger's who's learning to have conversations with a funny thing.
Topic of conversation. Not related to the weather.
Hands out of pockets.
Baseball is a sport. There are four bases. Hard to steal home. Don't try it.
Hard to steal home. Hard to steal.
Really difficult. Who knew? Very.
That's the thing that everybody thinks about baseball. I'll just steal home. I score all the points. No, it's hard.
It's hard.
It's harder than one would assume.
Here's the thing. You start there. You think you'd win. I walked up to the plate.
Just touch it.
Don't I get a point for this? This is where I'm going. Do I really need to run around to those other ones? It's not like you're giving me something while I'm there. Can we just say I did all that? So I should have just let that go. So Natalie, I'll trade you. Natalie's a very pretty woman walking down the street.
I want to know how your friend took it when you told her about the whole anecdote.
Oh, she didn't think it was funny. That was that's right. I thought that end of that story was implied. She didn't think it was.
She felt uncomfortable.
She was standing next to maybe another girl or something. I might have interrupted the conversation with like, "Hey, funny thing." I can't forget. But they were like, "Oh, okay, all right, all right." So back to this, you know. But in general, I found. I don't know if it's just the age or the fact that I'm allowing myself to be who I am, but I'm not really into these house parties that I seem to keep getting invited to by.
Oh, really?
They're just not entertaining. And if we have a party at our place with more than a dozen people, I'm bored.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
bored or tired because you're entertaining?
No, bored because you can't talk to anybody, and I end up just working the party. If it's your own party, you're like me in the same way. You just feel like you have to be entertaining them. But, and that's okay. The thing is that I want to invite a lot of people, and I see people like, "Oh, yeah, I like you. I would love to have you at my house." So I've got to learn how to not invite everybody I know to my house at the same time. And then they all bring friends anyway, and you think living in Hollywood deter people. But the thing is, when we were in college, I was not into going to house parties. Because when we were in college, you were all filled with drugs anyway.
Yeah.
And people hooking up, and at least in the church, that's not happening. But still, there's only so much standing around in a crowded living room with really loud music, holding some cheap beer that I could find at all rewarding. And if somebody enjoys that, good luck, and I'm glad you found something that you find entertaining, but I'm not getting anything out of it.
Did you ever at any point?
I don't think so.
No.
And I think when I was single, I endured them because I was single. And I thought, well, I can't complain about not having a girlfriend if I'm not willing to go to a party because I don't meet anybody sitting in front of this TV at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, at that point, it was fine. But now with a wife and, you know.
And weirdly enough, it takes you going to a wedding to meet your wife. It wasn't even at a party.
It's true.
Do you feel angry that you spent all that time at parties and you didn't meet it?
No, I'm glad because I was always afraid that I was going to meet my wife on an internet dating site.
Really? Why so afraid of that?
Well, because I was on them, so it wasn't like an irrational fear.
Somebody's going to create a profile for me. They just know that I'm
lonely.
They're going
to show up and say, "I know what your six favorite things are."
He goes to this Starbucks every Wednesday.
Exactly.
I'm here for our date.
Although that kind of happened once.
Really?
But they... but yeah, whenever you hear of stories about how you met, you tell your kids... I always thought when you tell your kids, "How did you meet?" you know, we met on an internet dating site. It's not the cutest story in the world. And
it's kind of short. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe there's a, then we went on our first date and you can describe the first couple of
dates. The only way you can make it longer is to try to overexplain the algorithm of,
right,
of ENTJ. Or
make it a narrative.
And how Harmony, eHarmony does it different from Match.com.
Because the narrative, because the interesting part about online dating is all the failed ones. And then when one works, it's like, oh, wow, here was this. Here's where everything finally lined up, and that's incredible. So to tell that story to your kids, mm-hmm, how I met your mother, it's all about your ex-girlfriends, and then finally this one matters. But then to tell a cute story, and ours is a reasonably cute story.
Yeah.
You know, on the other side of the country at a friend's wedding with
another
girl.
But you guys also have, which I don't think by my standards is, because I don't think I really have a rule for that, but you guys also have the quickness, I guess, for lack of a better term, of you guys met, you fell in love,
yeah,
you got engaged, and you got married within a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
Yeah,
am I
that's true.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have that aspect, that even if you met online, you know what I mean, that romantic aspect. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you tell the story, you always go for the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, that's
I think
true.
That you would eventually go, well, what happened was we met online, and then... That's you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably true. So, you know, and we have friends who did meet online. Michelle and Corey are
that's
happily
right.
married and have them.
You know, it's
very
funny because
story.
I don't have the, I don't carry, and I'm saying that sentence like I think I'm better than what you're saying, and that's not my point
a
either.
A little. You're a high school sweetheart. She can't get more romantic than that.
Yeah, but there's also, there's downsides to that. There's downsides to everything. But my point was, is that I don't look at, I don't think of that when I think of Michelle and Corey.
No.
I think, I just think, to me, I just feel like, and that's why I think online dating is a great thing. I never really crapped on it because it, to me, I think it does work in the way that people find each other. And you know what I mean? It helps mm-hmm. you to get all the crap out of the way and get down to the crux of the person in a little bit more efficient manner.
But,
I think.
You know, I think we might have talked about this before, too, but it also lured a weird segment of people to the website.
Yes,
to
you're
them.
Right. Yeah.
Because
we're a married man, such as myself, can go try and hit on lonely single people. And then have...
Where are you going with this? What?
I'm saying...
where are we?
I cheated on my wife.
Well,
and I blame
that.
Match.com.
It's not that. Don't...
And then I can't even say it. They tempted me again, and I did it again.
They're pretty clear on that. I think it's eHarmony that
I
says,
thought my lack of circumcision would ruin J-Date, but it didn't.
Pretty sure that's not a question on the profile on J-Date.
Well, I answered it, and it worked.
Is there a C date? I'm pretty sure there is.
And I apologize to Zibuhan.
Wow, that's a reference. Three people get. Zibuhan was the name of a very entertaining Klingon character we worked with in 1998 in Paramount Square.
We had to have told that story in the first episode about how she thought she could be black in a club.
Yeah, I remember that first episode
with her Klingon makeup
and feeling like there were so many stories from the Great America days that I wanted to tell, and we never got to it, and you said, okay, we're going to talk about it next week, and we never went back to the days of Great America. So, Skype. Oh, the Skype bubble is here.
We're okay. My cousin just came online on Skype, but here's how I fixed my issue with Skype, because grandparents like to talk to the child.
I know.
So I show Skype. People don't know I'm online now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That technology's been around for a while.
I know.
I didn't mean to sound condescending, but
no,
you kind of just sounded like, so I locked the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured this thing off. I turned the lights out.
I shut the shades. They don't know what I'm doing inside now.
Real clever. Hey, plus.
I got it all figured out.
Your baby is one of the most pretty things. Can I say that he's pretty?
Yeah, you
he's
can say
a
that.
Very pretty kid. He's just so cute and
he
adorable.
He is pretty in like a little fairy way.
Sure. And those donuts that you served me when I first got in here, they look pretty little donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Look good. So
Pop'ems, brought to you by Entenmann.
Or I might say the breakfast omelet that I had this morning at the griddle. So pretty. It was really good.
This is griddle place. This is where you get a huge pancake, right?
The size of your face.
That's
no,
right.
Bigger than the size of your face. It's 10
Murphy
inches.
Murphy went there while he was here.
Oh, did he? Good
yeah.
for him. I'm sure he
went there
it.
And Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
You got to go there. If you don't go there, you're not American.
Yeah.
I would like to see Jason Showers at the griddle because I bet he's the kind of guy, or Mike Rubino, who could actually finish one of these plates.
I think Jason's not the kind of guy who his appetite lives up to his size.
That's probably true.
I don't think so.
I just associate him with being such a cowboy and a man that he could do it.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy that shows up to casinos at 4 o'clock in the morning. Refreshed and ready to go, and plays all the drunken gamblers, tourists in a game of the river. What's that called? The flop.
Texas Hold'em.
I'm thinking of all the terms.
I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm laughing because I thought you answered your own question when you said the river. What's that called?
The flop.
And then I went, oh no, he's trying to think. And I'm like, is he talking about the Missouri River? Because I think that's where he played on in Kansas City. Was the steamboat out there?
The other one,
Herbert.
Yeah. So he, because he's so sharp and so smart, and he just scares me when he walks in a room.
Well, speaking of your validation, we do have emails validating you.
Good.
One
just
that
me?
I'm very excited for. First of all, Ashley is sending us an email saying, "Finally got my own office and can listen to you guys again."
Just welcome been back, almost, Ashley.
Just been almost a full day of just you and Kevin's voices cracking me up.
Aww.
Thanks for the laughs. I could really use them these days. Oh, maybe I didn't see that part. Maybe you should call me, Ashley.
Do we know Ashley?
I guess you could say cousin of mine. I don't know what the relation. It's hard when your wife has siblings that are the same age as your parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucks up the whole timeline. But anyway.
time-space continuum.
By the way, you've gotten me doing that now. Whenever I say, whenever I curse, in my head I go, explicit. congrats to Kevin for finally tying the knot.
Thank you.
And getting some winky face. I think it's a winky emoticon.
Knots?
Yeah, it's a winky emoticon. Wink.
Aw, that's neat.
And congrats on becoming suggestive. A dad again. Can't wait to hear how Natalie talked you into this. Miss you.
She poked holes in their condoms.
No.
Story over.
Which, by the way, is getting very difficult to explain to people the fact that, like, to add to the element of surprise of this second kid.
Yeah.
Because now I feel like it's creepy on a new level because now I have to say, I know how it works. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not having.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like when you say that you weren't planning on having a kid, what I believe in my head that people think, oh, your birth control failed. And now I feel like I'm giving condoms or the pill a bad name. You know, like I'm the 0.1%. And what if the 0.1% is just based off of that misunderstanding alone,
mm-hmm.
and that they are perfectly effective?
It'd skew all the statistics.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm messing it all up. So then I say, I mean, I know how it works. And then I feel like I'm making people imagine me having sex, and that's unfair to them. So that's what I do.
I don't think that's unfair.
Well, I don't know. That was a nice button on that.
I think they deserve that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You're right. They're going to share my joy
of
creating
life. Yeah, I'm sure you have very loving, tender, romantic, thoughtful, meaningful sex with your wife. Can that
be
a drop?
Yeah, we should put that in there. 21 minutes. Which, real quick, before I forget, we're looking for little lines for next year's theme song. So if you have a favorite episode, because I know that it might be hard for you to remember a favorite quote, and you can't just say that one time that Kevin said this. But if you say, hey.
Well, somebody's done the Wikipedia for this, right? So they just be able to type
I'm sure
that
Schutz
into
is all over that when he's running all over the globe in this little Nickelodeon cruise
ship.
Did
he get on the Globetrotter? Oh, I thought he was on the Globetrotter.
Well, if he was, he's going to be on the Washington Generals. He's not going to be a Globetrotter.
I thought they played the local high schools now when they came.
If they do, that's awesome. I thought they still played the Washington Generals,
probably.
And you had to be black to get on the team. So
guys still exist?
Yeah, of course they do.
Don't say of course. You don't know.
I do, too.
Guiding Light was canceled. The rules are all off.
What is Guiding Light? And why do you... Is that a soap opera?
Yeah, the soap opera that got canceled. If Guiding Light can be canceled, nothing is sacred.
Wow. 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 That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay, what else did Ashley have to say?
That's it. I'm going back to... here's Josh Routon, because some of you may or may not have noticed, if you're not going back and stockpiling, that we took a week off because of scheduling issues and stuff. And I was like, well, I'll generate an episode to send it out, but it usually only goes out to a few people anyway. And so I'm like, it's probably not worth the effort. And sure enough, I got an email. I don't know who you think you are, but it's been 2 weeks since I got my laugh on. I need my fix. Thanks, Josh. That is from Josh, and so I explained
I wonder what
to him,
Josh thought about the All Mick podcast. Hope he was okay with it.
I'm sure he was. Well, we have other feedback here, too. But what I was going to say, too, is that then I sent Josh an email back saying, hey, yeah, we had a scheduling conflict and everything. And then he explained to me, I was just kidding. I'm not really angry. So I had to tell him I was just kidding, which now he knows is a lie, because I was treating this like a profession. And evidently too much. So
that's your second mistake.
This one comes from Jeremy, who is supposed to be operating our wiki page. Justin sounds funny with his lack of voice. I hope the voice returned in time for the college show. It did. Thank you, Jeremy. Mm. Kevin, he yells this.
Why?
I don't know. He put some kind of exclamation point at the end.
What did I do?
I was on my way to Niles in Fremont to watch some holiday parade, and I was listening to the podcast with you and Mick Wingert. Oh. It's funny because you guys started talking about Peanuts characters, and I was actually on my way to a holiday parade to watch the Peanuts characters from Great America. Also,
they put
they
got the Peanuts characters of the Niles parade.
That's what the man says,
dude. That's great. You know, we used to sit out there and watch that every year as a family. And,
wow,
yeah, go and they would do a pretty good job. There were usually like two floats, and the rest of it was marching bands. And you know, you know, like when you were a kid, and the youngest kids in the families always wanted to put on a show at family reunions where they make everybody turn off the football game, and they come out and they do some song or something. That's kind of what the parade's like in Niles.
Like some kid is like, I'll show you.
The whole community is like, yeah, we're going to do a parade. There's no like sense of timing or urgency.
Awesome.
It's just sort of, oh, who's going next? All the fourth graders in Jedi uniforms. They can go. Let's have them walk for a little while. All right. What else we got? Oh, we got a couple horses and some people with hula hoops. Yeah, send them out. Oh, there's a truck with a bunch of old people singing carols on it. Send that out, and then two of them can walk alongside it because they're really old and weird.
Yeah. they can provide the tempo for the parade. Otherwise, the driver will go too fast in that truck.
Just mow them all down. Yeah. And we think we found a hot air balloon. We can tie that to the back of a tractor. Tear that through town. Put a smiley face on it and call it the snowball.
Maybe this year you could write a letter, or next year write a letter and get Conan's blimp to show up.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, right? Clearly Niles' parade is doing okay.
Yeah,
they've got
coming up in the world.
They got the Peanuts characters. You know, those are hot and popular. Everybody, household name.
Cutting edge.
Charlie Brown's doing pistachio commercials.
Also, wow, that Mick guy does a great impression of Jack Black. I've been excited.
He's a professional.
I know, right? That's his gig. I've been excited for the Kung Fu Panda show on Nickelodeon ever since I read that they were trying to make it earlier this year. You guys have any thoughts on Nickelodeon bringing a new Power Rangers series to the network? They're starting to film a Samurai Power Rangers series, and the effects actually look decent for once. Instead of that, like, stylized Japanese,
he dogging animated television?
No. I think
not like a computer game, right? Or, you know, if you're playing an Xbox game and what everybody's trying to achieve are realistic, decent graphics. It's children's entertainment based out of Japan. Like, you can't compare that to, you know, a Disney animated film. Oh, finally, we're getting the graphics we deserve in our Power Rangers film.
First of all.
Second of all. Just go to the second thing.
Okay. I'm going to move number one to number two because I can't remember what number two was. I think that was part of the style. Like it was this Japanese show, so Japanese had a specific style of effects that they used for the Power Rangers. I don't think it was like technologically wasn't a limiting. I mean, maybe when we first watched it when we were kids.
I'll bow out of this conversation after I say this, that I know that the first two or three seasons of the Power Rangers were Japanese portals, and then they brought over to America and then refilmed the cutscenes without the action.
When they're in their outfits, it's all stock footage that they
have. But then after the third season, it was all new stuff. Everything was Americanized. So it was American background. It was American puppets, American everything. And so the rules changed. I don't know if that means that they continued the low-grade looking stylized or not.
I will carry the rest of this conversation since you're bowing out after I say this.
Yeah.
I only saw the first one and maybe 20 seconds while flipping through a channel or two, like because I lost my hand slipped off.
So you've actually watched it. My brother was way into it, but he was young. So
I watched it when I was younger. Because I think it was like it got in the way of Spider-Man and some other animated. It might have been Iron Man or something like that. Because I was into superhero animated shows when I was a kid.
Right.
And I was also I remember being in this phase like right around 8th, 9th grade, which I think is when Spider-Man, the animated series on Fox, was really popular. Kind of thinking, I really like this show a little much to be as old as I am.
Right.
Like I remember having that thought. Here's what I do have. I do have an interesting anecdote about these samurai Power Rangers is that my son spent a week with my parents And he's all about Iron Man. Everything is Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Loves the shows, loves the comic books, loves everything about it. Right?
Where did he get comic books?
We went to your comic book store.
Yeah.
Remind me the name again.
DJ's Universal Comics.
There you go. And
I think so.
I dropped. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I dropped about $70 worth of...
Yeah, but it's not like you're doing that every week.
Oh, no, yeah. This will last me forever.
Not forever.
So anyway, he's talking about Iron Man, and my mom came home one day and told my dad that she had saw at a store somewhere that they had a Power Ranger, they had Iron Man toy.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, man, I thought maybe Jacob would like it, you know, and then my mom never does this, by the way.
Yep.
My dad's all about the toys. My mom just likes to play with the kids. Now, there's always complaining, oh, they have too much stuff. So she decides, she's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to get this. So she buys it, comes home, all excited to show it to Jacob. And my dad, she's like, look at what I got him. He's got a motorcycle and everything. He's going to love it and everything. And my dad just looks at it and knows it's not Iron Man.
Oh.
But doesn't know what it is. He's like, oh, that's great, dear. And then, like, when she keeps talking about how he's like, I can't believe I found this Iron Man on a motorcycle. And he's like, you know this isn't an Iron Man. It clearly says Samurai Power Ranger. So my mom bought him the red Samurai Ranger on a motorcycle.
Right.
Thinking it was Iron Man.
I love that you could... If you just read it, I remember because when I was a kid,
mom might be an illiterate respiratory therapist. There's a slight chance.
Sounds like an insult, but I understand that she really is a respiratory therapist. when I was a kid, we were way into Mini Micro Machines. By we, I mean me, and still am. And for some reason, I was super bummed when my mom bought me some Mini Micro Machines and thought that I was like, oh, these are cool because they come with a little microphone or a magnifying glass. The regular ones, usually they don't. And then I looked at it, and more I kept the packaging for every toy I ever got because I'm weird like that. And I realized it didn't say Mini Micro Machines. And it was some knockoff brand. And I was so distraught that I did not have the authentic Mini Micro Machines that I contemplated writing a letter to Galoob, because I knew the name of the company, and saying, do you sometimes sell your toys underneath the name of Micro Power Machines or something? And then finally had the
in hopes that they would say, yes, we do.
Yeah,
have a micro machine.
That's still a Mini Micro Machine. I think I ended up discarding those. Like, they were unfit to be with the real Mini Micro Machines.
Outcast.
I probably gave them to my brother or something, maybe a little better. I don't remember.
That's awesome.
It was important to me. It was important.
And then Jeremy continues, my thoughts on the Office thing. If you bring in an outside guy, what about Zach Galifianakis from Hangover? I think Zach Galifianakis is too big in the movies to be.
Let's ask him.
He can't replace Steve Carell on The Office. Although it was weird the storyline that they had on this last week's episode with the fight between Pam and Dwight almost seemed to me, maybe I'm overanalyzing it, but it seemed to me it is kind of they're putting their toe in the water of like, what if Dwight is the guy in charge? Can we build an episode where he's the wacky boss and Michael's just having a very boring conversation about China with Oscar as a B storyline. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I thought about, in watching that episode, I thought it's funny because they keep talking about how Steve Carell is going to evolve as a character because he's in his final year and he's finally going to be able to turn this corner and become a whole new person is kind of what they're implying. But yet you see this very big character breakthrough for Dwight to reach out and actually care about Pam's feelings.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's romantically involved with her sister, so maybe there's a little bit of that going on. But it was cool to see after, well, gosh, 8 years, he can
see when
have
I
a
watched,
little more to him.
When I watched that, I just thought that he thought he was this master schemer.
Yeah.
That he was playing chess three moves out and just he wasn't really being nice because he cared.
Yeah.
I know that they did that lingering stare from him and his Camaro or whatever.
Right.
While she like noticed that, you know, while she was talking to Jim, maybe it was implying he kind of cares about her being happy. But yeah. I just thought that it was just him being trying to be a master manipulator, like and just overdoing everything and not knowing how he kind of shot himself in the foot.
It's so fascinating too because for the past few weeks he's always got his own storyline.
Yeah,
sometimes
like that's what again makes
not
me
even
think.
With the other characters.
Yeah.
This one with Pam was even unique in that way.
Like
on
the
Halloween
maze. Yeah,
he's just and then the stroller one a little while ago when they brought the baby in with Jan and he's just out doing wacky stuff by himself. Like, do you remember he's on this show too? And the Andy storyline where he's starting to become really good friends with I'm blanking on his name.
Craig, I can't remember his real name. Craig Robinson's Daryl.
Daryl, they're supposed to be best friends now or something. Yeah. I don't know what these guys are doing. They're shaking around. They're moving up. Anything could be possible. Anything.
He also says, or if they bring in an outside girl, what about Kristen Wiig? I think Kristen Wiig could be a female version of Michael Scott,
who's
but a
Kristen
bit quirkier. Which leads me to the next part. And oh wait, no, maybe he didn't notice that. Anyway. It was that was the person that was on Saturday Night Live that you thought was Carrie Fisher on the episode you did with Mick Wingert. So I couldn't find a picture of that still that was paused on my TV. I just put a picture of Kristen Wiigert on.
Guys, I'm telling you,
Kristen Wiig.
We both thought it was Carrie Fisher, and in our defense, you were discussing Carrie Fisher prior to the show.
It's okay. It's okay.
It was several weeks ago. Can we just let it go?
So that's Kristen Wiig. She's kind of like the new Amy Poehler on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's why.
I think classic Jeremy in that he's like saying The Office deserves to have like this mega blockbuster star. Because I think Kristen Wiig is knocking on the door of becoming a major film actress like in comedic roles.
You think?
I mean...
I don't know how.
I mean, she's not going to. I guess I'm wrong. She's not going to carry a film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's not going to. She might have a career similar to like a Molly Shannon, where they do a couple films based on characters that she's made. But then after that, it's just like a secondary role, but where she definitely steals, you know, the show. Where, like in MacGruber, you know, without her being in MacGruber, there's not a lot going on.
Well, that was like the most tanked movie of all time.
But it was really funny.
It made about $6 million.
I know. Unfair. It was really... I watched it.
Really?
It was really funny.
Nobody saw it.
It was really funny.
How did you see it? Because I understood that they burned all the copies.
I got one of the bootleg ones. They were having a Nazi DVD burning, and I snuck in, and right as they were throwing one in, I jumped in.
That's
and
so
grabbed one.
Because in all the tabloids that I've read about it says that when you went in to go see the movie, they actually just showed a black screen for an hour and a half. And that was...
I didn't see that. I did not go to see the movie theater. I was not that committed.
Oh,
I was like,
see,
this is clearly a rental. And
maybe they made the movie by
that
time.
I didn't even Netflix it. I Redboxed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably...
That's what it cost me.
Because it was the only one in there?
Probably.
Like everything
else.
Well,
it was originally just a placeholder. It was an example DVD that says, this is how our process works. And it spit it out. I was like, MacGruber, I want to watch this.
And they said, no, you can just get that back now or use it as a coaster.
Yeah. And I told the machine, I was like, hey, no, I know this is your example, but I kind of want to see this.
When
like,
you told
know what,
the
just
machine,
take it. Nobody.
Did you talk to it or was there a keypad in the front? Like, what's that interaction look like?
It's a weird combination of voice and chat in that like certain words it doesn't understand. So you have to type that in. Kind of like when you call into.
Like doublespeak in 1984.
I love it.
You have no idea what I just
said. That's the one with Dennis Rodman and Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
Yes. Because if a movie didn't have an action star and it wasn't before the year 1999, it didn't exist.
I think the actual name of that movie was Double Team, actually. Not
because MacGruber was a good film.
MacGruber, here's the thing. I'm not saying MacGruber was a good film, all right? Because that implies that it needs to be considered in some Leonard Maltin group or, I don't know, some book.
Oh, the Academy Awards.
I'm saying...
You know, the motion pictures and science.
Clearly,
and arts
not
Foundation.
An Academy Award worthy film. Okay. But here's what I am saying. For a movie, if you compare it to the other genres of SNL sketches.
You mean the other films in the genre?
I meant, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. If you compare it to other films that became of SNL sketches that became reality, it's definitely one of the better.
Really?
I think that and I think Ladies' Man are two of the most underrated SNL sketch based movies.
That it's about 20 years late because those sketch based movies. Not popular anymore.
Yeah.
I was shocked when they made that movie.
Because here's why. Will Forte, I heard an interview too about it after I saw it, or I can't remember where, but anyway, Will Forte got together with a bunch of his friends and he said, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to try to capture what makes the sketch funny. Because what they did was they made a feature film out of like a 20-second filler sketch. You know, that's all, you know.
If that. Yeah.
And he goes, we're going to make this a parody of this genre, and we're going to, any kind of pokes fun at how the character of MacGruber is like back in MacGyver's day of like late 80s
stuff.
So he has like a pull-out deck on his car. There's all this cool stuff about that. And then there's just these hilarious parts that I don't want to spoil.
It's a parody of a show that's been off the air for about 15 years.
Yes, and it's done well. Listen, I'm not. I don't own stock in the show. I'm not trying that hard to sell it. I'm just saying it was unfairly panned. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I'll check it out. Probably check it out.
Well, you probably would like it. Is a lot of crass humor, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. He also continues.
Is this the same email? My goodness.
Yeah. He says, and I can't think of a guest you guys should bring on for super awesome 100th episode, but what if you take it in a different direction and try and make it a special video podcast as well? You guys could get some great gimmicks going on, and you should have a bunch of segments, too. I know how much Kevin loves segments.
Well, I was going to say, this guy's a fan.
Yeah.
This is still Jeremy's email, right? Yes, oh, okay, yeah, that's why.
So here's what I read that as. I read that as it was like, wow, he really wants us to do a video show, and I really think that was just a setup for his punchline of segments and
you get
planning ahead.
Credit.
And
he just wants to look at us and pretend to pinch our heads, like in that old... Kids in the hall.
You could do that on the picture, I think.
But then we're not moving, and it doesn't look like we're fighting him.
We're going to spend this whole show on emails, because I haven't even gotten to the one that I wanted.
How many more emails are there?
We have one, this one, and then another one.
Do any of them come from Brent Spiner?
Not yet.
Or is Brent Spiner going to be on the 100th episode?
I don't think I have time.
Have you emailed him at all?
Yeah.
When?
Well, that time when we talked about it.
About a year ago.
The man is very busy, evidently. He hasn't had a chance to respond to an email that's a year old. We don't know. Maybe he's still back on emails that were 1999.
What? That logic doesn't make any sense.
Well, he would get a lot of emails when TNG was on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's probably true.
Yeah. This one comes from David Plummer. He says, hey, guys, I just caught up to episodes 244 and 245 and felt compelled to send off a short note. Finishing up episode 244, I was drifting off into the pleasant haze of announcements and appearance dates when, bam, my name came out of nowhere. Maybe your plan was to guilt subscribers into giving you feedback. Maybe not, but apparently it worked. I found the show a couple months ago after seeing it come up when I searched for funniest podcasts and thinking to myself, eh, close enough. Huh? I don't know if that's a real story or a joke, but I love it either way. And I've enjoyed
working. Can that be the new byline for the show? That's very
close enough. And I've enjoyed working my way through the archived episodes. I really can't think of any big suggestions to improve the show, although I do like the new Justin losing his voice dynamic in the past couple episodes. It's shifted the show's feel a bit. Perhaps some type of illness could be introduced every couple months or so just to shake things up. Seriously, though, why mess with a good thing? Keep up the good work, David. Thank you, Mr. Plummer.
Thank you.
I do also appreciate him commenting on he's drifting off into the pleasant haze of announcements and appearance dates. You son of a bitch. That's how I pay my bills. Thank you, David, again, for subscribing and for
writing.
You don't
pay them by
now, here's,
hacking commercials. And
here's the email, which also comes to us from Mr. Josh Routon, that I don't know how he fell upon this little gem, but I know it's good because he must have been bored at work because he sent me a screenshot of his iPhone.
Ooh.
Which, heads up, you needed to charge your battery there, Josh. I'm looking, based on the color, I'm guessing 20% or less on that because he's got a little red icon. But here's what it is. It says, a resolved question from Yahoo Answers. What does the guy who voices Sly Cooper look like? 10 points and up for grabs. Wow. So they could get 10 points if they answer this question for them. Okay, for all you Sly Cooper fans, has anyone ever noticed that Kevin Miller, the voice of Sly, has a really sexy voice?
Yes, I have.
I sure have, and I've been trying to find his picture, because I want to know if he looks as sexy as he sounds. So someone, please help me. Send me a link, a video, or something, and it has to really be him. 10 points easily. Thanks. So here's what the answer is. It says, here you go. This is the voice of Sly Cooper. And the website is www.kevinmillercreates.com.
Oh, so they actually found it's. That's so sad. Okay, go on.
What?
Well, keep going.
That's all. So here's what happened: was I went and I looked on it, and if you want to, do you want to pull up that link right now?
KevinMillerCreates.com/works.html. Oh, he does look like me.
No, he doesn't.
He's got a beard.
Shut your face. That's it.
He's got a Keva sketch on his website here.
Yeah, exactly. So. This, I still have it from when I looked
works
at it.
Or
it says slash works, but maybe
that's
my
not there anymore.
It's an etch-a-sketch.
That just Kevin.
Yeah.
Miller, yeah.
So he's not an ugly man, but it is him.
But it's not me.
It says
he's a voice performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
let's listen to a reel.
Would it be great if there's some Sly Cooper stuff on here?
Are you kidding? It'd be better than great. We're about to hear.
Okay, let's see what this rental car experience is going to be like.
With the poppin' pinball, they make all the little critters pop up. And with the pop-up whackaroos, they have lots of fun knocking them down. Well, maybe it's time for a visit to the Intimacy Repair Shop. It seems another scandal has rocked the nation's capital, and this time it's a big one. The Sun Sentinel Classifieds, brightening your prospects when the going seems dim. Whether it is a foundry which casts a detailed airfoil shape, the machinery house which grinds the precise root configuration, the EDM drones on intricate cooling holes, or the coating supplier applying an advanced thermal barrier or ceramic coating. Excuse me, madame, but you don't seem to be listening to a thing I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. That was his voice.
Well, the demo could use a little Mick Wingert help, but...
Oh, wait!
Oh, there's more?
Comedy reel!
Oh, here we go. Very funny. Oh.
Hello, my name is Kevin Bruce Miller. Good day and welcome to Somewhat Odd Liberal News and Views, a progressive snack time of informative bits occasionally entangled with amusing amusements. It's 9 a.m. GMT, girly man time, and here's what's happening. It seems another scandal has rocked the nation's capital, and this time it's a big one.
I've heard that before.
They are calling it a cover-up of habeas corpulent proportions. It seems the nation's strategic oil reserves, Tom DeLay's sex slave garment workers, missing Guantanamo Bay detainees, a cassette recording of a log cabin Republican page rave, Saddam Hussein's Hummel figurine collection, plans to eliminate the National Park Service, Dick Cheney's secret...
I'm sorry, what?
Can you please turn that off?
But Kevin, there's 4.5 minutes more to go.
Oh, good for you.
What if we let it play and we just check in?
Occasionally. Here's the thing. He's got a good voice. Clearly, he needs better writers, which I'm afraid might be himself. But yeah, I could see. I'm flattered. He sounds like he's got some talent. He's got a good range. He's got a sexy tone. I don't blame somebody for thinking that's
Ginny Zipak poll indicates the following. Number one, knowing what you might
sounds
have
a little
known,
pretentious though. I'm gonna just be blatant, Bruce. Because I'm the Kevin Miller, so you must be Bruce. you sound a little egotistical there with your liberal talk radio from Miami's AM 940 progressive talk station in Washington, D.C. Center for American Progress.
No. 2%. Is there an unsettling, glossy film that glazes Laura Bush's eyes during public appearances? A, yes, and I like it. 24%. B, maybe. Perhaps it's cataracts? 26%. C, no, it's drug-induced, brought on by the pain of being married to the president and having Barbara Bush as your mother.
Thing,
all right, we don't have that little bullshit on our show. All right? We love our country. We love our presidents, all right? You little pansy-ass liberal. Move to Canada if that's how you want to talk, you son of a bitch.
Do you like the current president?
I'm sorry?
Do you like the current president?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, good.
Wish you could get more done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Oh, they couldn't hear the clips on the stream. You guys are just gonna have to listen. It's
why couldn't they hear it?
Because
is there somebody there?
Yeah, there's a few people now, but it's okay. You'll survive. it's mostly
because it has to get turned down, huh?
Yeah. All right. Here's the thing though that's so funny about that. If you go to IMDb and look up Kevin Miller Sly Cooper, it takes you to thekevinmiller.com. They would know. Some okay with your eyebrow there?
It's what's like, happening?
Your eyebrow is.
Oh, it's doing that twitching thing.
It was very disturbing.
It's that liberal talk.
It's just making your whole eyebrow.
The liberal talk gives me a nervous
tick.
That
was really unsettling. Somehow I thought you were doing like a really intentional Spock
eyebrow. No, it's
going to
shake
lift.
At you for a little bit. It does this again. You don't have eye twitches?
Oh, I've been getting one a lot lately, but not like that. Not on my eyebrow. Wow, that is unsettling. There's like somebody in there trying to knock and get out.
I have a baby.
In your face?
I have a baby in my face.
So thekevinmiller.com says that I do Sly Cooper on the website. I say on IMDb, it says The Kevin Miller. I say it on my site as well. You would know that it's not kevinmillercreates.com. So that would be pretty obvious. But yeah. There are no pictures on IMDb. There are no pictures on thekevinmiller.com of my face that I know of. But if you do play Sly Cooper 2, which is also now on the Sly Collection, available on Blu-ray for your Xbox or your PS3. Not your Xbox! Oh, good thing these aren't true talking points. And you beat... I
should tell you, I sent the people at Sucker Punch a email and told them about the show and that they should listen.
Now I fall victim to Sansura Entertainment because they now do the...
Sucker Punch isn't involved?
They're involved, but more in an advisory capacity because they're busy on Infamous these days. Yeah. So Senzura's doing the new Sly 4 game, which we know exists, and I can say that out loud because if you beat the Sly Cooper collection, there's a little promo for Sly Cooper 4?
Wait, you just said Sly Cooper 2. You're talking about the collection.
So in Sly Cooper 4, in Sly Cooper the collection, if you beat them all, there's a little clip for a little teaser of the possibility of Sly Cooper 4. And if you beat Sly 2, there's a cutscene that's been there for years of a bunch of us from the game talking about the game and such. Matt Olson, Chris Murphy, myself, a couple of the other characters from that game. You could see my face right in the beginning. I'm in the first 20 seconds of it. It's sans a beard, though, and it's circa 2005. But other than that...
I posted a comment because it wouldn't let me. It said this was the best answer, and only two people had to validate it. And this was all 2 years ago is when this happened.
That's a problem. That's a problem with your system if it just takes two people to say something's right.
And that chick got 10 points for an incorrect answer.
See, and that's another problem. Your eyebrows winking at me again.
it's clearly just as angry about this
miscommunication.
I mean, who knows how many times this poor young I'm assuming this is a chick in her early 20s, maybe late teens. How many times has she rubbed her beef curtains to the picture of this guy from DC Talk Radio?
What did you just say?
I wanted to see if my eyebrow could distract you hard enough from that.
No, I don't.
Because that's where my mind went. Mind went that this stupid bitch posing in front of the American flag tries to pass you off as Kevin Bruce Miller, who clearly has to introduce himself as Kevin Bruce Miller because you are the Kevin Miller in all forms of voice entertainment, all forms of online appearance.
I used to be on Wikipedia. I think they finally took me down because I wasn't relevant enough. Let's see, because there was no like information about me. There was just kind of a ad hoc compilation of my somebody's version of my resume. I don't know why.
So my point is that Hey Minnie,
if you type in Kevin Miller, the radio host is the first one. I see why they did this. But if you if you type into Wikipedia, Kevin Miller, radio host, American talk radio show host, but the fourth one down is American voiceover actor known for playing Sly Cooper. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Read Wikipedia better.
And
I'm also
what?
An ice hockey player and a footballer.
You know what? This is great. I just now noticed this. The answer is by Obama Biden 08 and 12 is her Yahoo name. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I think this is? I think this is Kevin Bruce Miller passing himself off.
Yeah.
Clearly he's a liberal.
That's weird.
Passing himself off as some chick, because the avatar has a chick face in front of an American flag.
Yep.
Trying to bone underage chicks. And yeah, that's right. I call Kevin Bruce Miller a pedophile on this show.
And that's your version of reality. What I think has happened is that's clearly somebody that is a liberal talk radio enthusiast, heard that their name was Kevin Miller and assumed
it's like,
it was
I know who this
it must
is.
Be the same person. Yeah.
My fear was when I originally saw it was that is there somebody that is seriously answering questions like that? Like just searching for things that they know how to answer to.
And come up with it and just hope that
and just like working it like homework. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's like Rock Band where people become so proficient at Rock Band.
And this opens up a whole nother problem because there are two things. Like you're upset that she got 10 points for that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I do.
But what is she getting for getting 10 points? Does it get her money? Does it get her fame?
Well, we don't know. What if 10 points is equivalent to $100 million?
It's not. I guarantee. Because if you play, I get sucked into this.
How many Yahoo answers have you answered?
Zero.
Okay. So I'm just saying.
It's worth zero.
What
I
if
just answered one.
What if it's
your
free
question.
Yahoo service for life?
It's not, though. It's for the acclamation and the
You're
acclaim.
You're supposed to say Yahoo is free.
Yahoo is free.
Thank you.
Yahoo is free. That was very funny. It was very funny. I'm going to get down my soapbox and have a real conversation with you now. The thing is, like, when we play games, and I work hard to earn these achievements because I feel like I have, and then I can show off to other people. You don't care whether or not I've earned some achievement in some game. You could care less.
Well, you know, what's funny is that I didn't even know that until you and Christian brought it up. I can't remember if it was on Xbox Live or something where it's like, you have a lot of gamer points or whatever. And I go, what? And they go, you have a lot. Like, that's a lot. I go, yeah but there are people who do things, you know, and they're like, no, it's a lot because you play all these games and you finish them and then you move on.
No, you have a lot.
And I crank through fast or whatever. So
you should look at the rankings of the whole Xbox universe.
What if I was number one? I know I'm not, but it would be pretty funny,
but
though.
You might be in the top 1,000 out of all of them.
Which, speaking of which, we might have to save this for the next episode.
Oh,
a little teaser.
Yes. I'm going to say this last thing about this, so I don't have to wait till next week, is that StarCraft 2 builds this whole thing into the game where they want you to play online. So that's how you activate the account. Even if you play in the campaign mode, to earn achievements, you have to be playing online. It's how they stop you from making pirated copies of the game. So really, all they their entire deterrent is that your account won't win little icons. And I fall for it. Like, if we drop internet service in my house, I'll stop playing because I don't want to not win my achievement for, you know, defeating the Zerg army in 9 minutes or less. I'm such a fool. Yeah. I don't know what to think about that.
Well, I recently, which I was going to bring this up too, is that I recently played the God of War collection.
Oh, how was that?
It's a great game.
Yo, God of War is amazing. I have most of those games.
I played the first one, and I bought that collection. I played it a little bit because I saw the commercial for the God of War 3 that was coming out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that looks like a cool game, but I would want to go back and play them all, especially since they had this collection. And when I looked at it and I started playing, I'm like, oh, this is kind of boring. For whatever reason, when I went back and revisited, I loved it. I absolutely love it. And then I need to give you my copy until Sunday.
I like it when you talk like that.
On Sunday, it's going to be sold on eBay. But
what?
I'm sorry. But you could.
Well, I'm coming over here tomorrow night to watch your child, so I'll play it then.
There's a video bonus feature, and it takes you. It's like the making of. And I know that you had talked about getting into that industry and an interest. And I think it's worth it. I think it's worth checking out because it was very informative.
Then I'll just watch
it.
Very
informative and very cool.
Great. My wife's listening, so. That's what we're going to do tomorrow night. That's right, baby. Talk to me in the chat room.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, what do we want to talk about next week? Jordan Rose is on. So.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, was he supposed to be last week?
He was
supposed
to be on this week, yeah, and it didn't work out. Well, last week, and then you got sick. So he's on next week, right?
Sure.
Okay. Wait, you know, we're recording that episode in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was so confused. Is he showing up?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to say he is.
Oh, got it.
So he's on next week.
Jordan Rosa, our good old drinking buddy, Jay Dobbs. We might also have a call in from Laura Lineback. Who is from the Once podcast Between Chess and Improv.
Yeah, do they even do episodes?
Nope. But they still show up if you look for us in iTunes. People who listen to this show also listen to theirs.
Because there's two of them.
No, there's more than that. That's unfair.
Three
of all of us. So anyway, look forward to that. What else do I have? I don't have really anything. I was a little mad at myself because I was like, you know, nobody really listens to the plugs. And then I had some people that would come and see me in Birmingham, Alabama, if I would have plugged it. So was dumb.
Don't not do plugs.
I won't. I've got them all locked and loaded right here. Only they're not updated because I updated on my phone, dummy. Here's what I know. December 9th through the 11th, I am at the Milwaukee Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And December 18th and 19th, I am at the Comedy Works at the Landmark in Denver, Colorado. Don't have anything for January. May end up taking that month off. You don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm. You got another baby coming.
Yeah, I know.
I see, buddy. Nice socks.
I just heard, look, Kevin. And then mom goes, shh.
It's Kat's favorite thing. You don't know how much Kat and I impersonate your son.
I do.
All the time.
Because you do it when you're here.
Yeah, because now her thing, Kat says all the time, look, Kevin, look. Like he's a
Muppet.
How
many times has she showed you her boobs and done that? And I say that knowing she's listening. You're welcome.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, that's hilarious. Send us an email, show@secondfunniestpodcast.com, or give us a call, 408-228-4911. What else? Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, like us on Facebook. You could be like the cool David Plummer and give the show a subscribe. Give us $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. That helps us out a ton. And I think that's it.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.